have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
It's time for the next hour of the HRN Holiday Radiothon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, I'm Finley Dowell from Virginia. Here comes Glenn the Geek, here comes Glenn the Geek, right on to HRN. Scooter and Nigel and all their friends pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, auditors singing, all is merry and bright. So send your entries and listen in, cause Glenn the Geek comes tonight. Here comes Glenn the Geek, here comes Glenn the Geek, right on to HRN. He's got a box that's filled with prep for all the listeners. Hear those horses whinnying, oh what a beautiful thing. So jump on board and swing your sword, cause Glenn the Geek comes tonight. Here comes Glenn the Geek, here comes Glenn the Geek, right on to HRN. He'll come around when listeners chime in, it's Radiothon again. Awesome prizes will come to all if we just listen all day. So feed your horses a hanging ball, cause Glenn the Geek comes tonight. Here comes Jamie, Jen, Wendy, and Jemmy, right on to HRN. Birdie's Groot, Stanley, and Zara, and all their horsey friends. Bells are ringing, auditors singing, all is merry and bright. So make some cocoa and invite your friends, cause all the hosts come tonight. Let's give thanks to our sponsors, hosts, listeners, and auditors. Merry Christmas!
And that was 10-year-old Finley, who's a fan of the show and wrote that himself. Good job, Finley. And now welcome to Hour 2, the Horses in the Morning Hour of the 5th Annual Horse Radio Network 12-Hour Live Holiday Radiothon by State Line Tack, with additional support provided by Pup and Pony, Uncle Jimmy's, and Auditor Carrie Garvey. I am Glenn the Geek, and with me in the studio in Ocala, Florida, is host of the driving radio show, Dr. Wendy Ying, and we are your MCs for the entire 12 hours. That's right. We are back for hour two here on the Radiothon. And Finley was great, wasn't he?
Yeah, he is a great kid.
Finley wrote
that
himself. Oh, my
God. That was my favorite one. I love that. I love it. Good job, Finley.
Finley actually, I got his mom, Lisa, sent the sheet where he had printed out the lyrics and then crossed out words and rewrote the whole thing.
Oh my God.
It was so cute.
Aww.
It was so cute. And he's obviously a listener. Yeah. So well done, Finley. All right. So we're coming into the second hour of Radiothon. Jamie is still here from Horses in the Morning. And
I'm not leaving.
No, she's going to be here all day because I'm going to leave. I'm going to cut out today.
I didn't you tell say her that yet. Every year.
I do.
And you're always happy here. At the end. It's always fun by the time we get to the end.
So, Jamie, what's coming up this hour?
This hour, we are going to talk to the American television personality, actor, designer, and author, Carson Kressley. Plus, of course, we have to hear so many more of these awesome voicemails, and we're going to take some callers. So those of you sitting on hold, we're going to get to you.
That's very good. Also, I wanted to mention, if you're listening on the phone app, apparently our Android app is still having problems. The last Android update last week screwed up our app. You can use your phone, open up the browser, go to holidayradiothon.com, click Listen Live, and listen through your browser. You don't have to do it through our app. The iOS app is working fine. So we have 12 hours of unbelievable guests, $10,000 in prizes. Well, now $9,200 in prizes.
Don't do that yourself. Don't start that. You're going to be doing math all day.
20 hosts and you, the callers. I am getting messages from people that the lines are full. Believe me, Jennifer's going as fast as she can. We have 12 phone lines with one person answering. So keep trying to call back in. It's what I can tell you. Keep trying. It does lighten up a little bit later in the day too. Just keep trying. Our theme this year for the Radiothon is the funniest or sneakiest thing your horse ever did. And the phone number is 435-272-1997. if you want to call anytime. The recorded version, which Jemmy's working on the first hour already, will be going on the Horses in the Morning podcast feed, or you can go right to holidayradiothon.com and it'll be on the homepage. Wendy, what are the prizes for this hour?
Well, the reason that we have so many callers calling in is because we have $575 worth of prizes that we'll give away at the end of this hour by Pup and Pony, Uncle Jimmy's, Auditor Carrie Garvey, and State Line Tack. Plus, at the end of the 12 hours, we'll have two grand prizes, the $500 gift certificate from Kelly Heard Jewelry and from Wintech, your choice of any Wintech saddle.
Yay!
Woo-hoo!
All right, Jamie, we're going back to callers. We have a bunch of them lined up. We have Bailey from Colorado.
Hello, Bailey. Are you currently snowed in?
Uh-oh. I'm not snowed in, but I am outside feeding chickens, so let me get away from them.
Oh, good thing you don't have geese.
Thank God.
Yeah. It's about 20 degrees. It's really cold out this morning.
Bless your heart. Well, do you have a story for us?
I do. I have a couple, but I think the one I'm going to pick is my second pony, Chloe May, who was a strawberry roan Arabian Welsh that we picked up actually from a chicken farm. And we got two free chickens with her.
Oh, but good. What a deal.
We took her home, and unknowingly she had a little bit of a rearing problem. And she wouldn't go about 10 steps without rearing. So what I devised, and I'm sure you've heard this old cowboy trick, is I put a couple eggs in my pocket, and the next time she reared, I slapped an egg on the top of her pole, and she never reared again.
I can't believe that
really
worked.
I never heard that one.
Oh, I've heard that, but I didn't think it really worked.
Really? It worked. You should try it if you have a naughty pony.
That's great.
Do not try this at home. She is not telling you to go out and crack an egg on your horse's head. We do not, the opinions of the callers do not reflect.
I think Scooter would love it, to be honest. I think he'd lick it up.
His tongue would come out. He'd sop that up like a biscuit.
Merry Christmas, Bailey.
Oh, Bailey, you're so funny. Awesome.
Happy holidays, guys. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? You buy a pony at a chicken farm, it's going to have some
it's
sort
gonna
of problem.
It's going to know eggs. It's going to be terrified of eggs. That's right. And I think she meant not a hard-boiled egg, a raw egg, right?
Yeah, but see, the difficulty is to have these eggs in your pocket and be able to
break
mount
them.
Yeah.
Oh.
And stay on, wait for them to rear.
I didn't think about that.
I don't know.
I had an old cowboy tell me that one time.
Oh, yeah?
But it's like, how do you have an egg on the ready?
Yeah, that isn't broke.
But the theory is, supposedly, when the egg breaks and the egg drips down, they feel like they bang their head on something.
And they're bleeding?
But I never believed it. Until now, till today.
And that's veterinarian
Again.
Wendy talking right there. All right,
Again.
We have Scott from
Opinions
Virginia.
Of the callers do not directly reflect Horse Radio Network.
Scott from Virginia.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Scott. What's happening in Virginia?
It's not snowing. It's a little chilly, and I'm at work. But I figured I'd call it in here.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for doing that. Do you have I know that you and your wife have a lot of dogs and horses too. So have you had any sneaky adventures with them?
Many, but I was going to go with a chestnut mare I had named Roxy, who's now gone to a retirement pasture, but for real, actual retirement. But in our previous barn, it was an aisle barn that had like a double gate that went like directly out to pasture. And there was a kind of like a hook latch on the outside of this gate. And one morning we came in and the door to the outside of the aisle was a little hard to open. And we looked in and either someone forgot to latch the hook or she unhooked it. She had made her way in from the pasture to the aisle. And it was like a tornado had come through, like anything that could be pulled down, knocked over, stomped on. About the only thing she did not do was get into the feed room. And what's worse, it happened again, like a couple months later.
So hashtag damn it, Zeus. I mean, aside from not getting the feed room.
She was a devious mare.
A chestnut mare named Roxy, you're in for it no matter what. Well, Scott, thank you so much for calling.
Roxanne, the full name, yeah.
Of course, of course. Yes. Well, we know Scott, you can hear Scott submit on Friday's shows usually to really bad ads. He reads them very well. So thank you for being a part of that show as well. And thank you for calling in and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
All right. Bye. Next up is Diane from right down the street from me in Florida.
Hi, Diane in Florida.
It's not snowing. I can tell you that.
No, it's not. I'm sitting on my screened-in porch overlooking the canal at the bottom of the property and enjoying listening to a radio song.
And you've just pissed off the rest of the audience, right?
Fantastic. Well, I remember living in Phoenix. We had a hard time kind of getting into the Christmas spirit because it was warm. Do you have that problem in Florida? Are you good now?
No, the first couple of years that we lived down here, it was a little bit weird because we came from Syracuse, New York.
Oh, geez.
But we've been down here 16 years, so it's pretty much old hat now.
Oh, gotcha. Well, fantastic.
And Floridians are great about decorating. There's more lights than you can imagine.
Yeah, because it's all old people that came from up north and they just brought the lights with them. That's
That's true.
Gotta love a decorated palm tree. Well, do you have a quick story for us, or are you just calling to say hi?
Well, I am calling to say hi, but I do have a story. My husband and I had two Arabian horses, a gelding and a mare. And my gelding has since passed about a year and a half ago, but he was always very, very clever. And he was a short guy. He was only 14'3". When we moved to a barn where one of the other boarders had these two huge thoroughbreds, 17 hands, and they had small pastures, and we were trying to rotate the pastures. And she said, "Well, you know, your guys are kind of small. Why don't we, you know, try putting them in together? They should be all right." And I said, "Well," I said, "you know, Fire's not real fond if anyone puts moves on his mare." She's like, "Oh, yeah, I think my horse can handle it." Well, about a week or so later, she says, "My thoroughbred's getting all beat up by your gelding. Can we switch back?"
Told you so.
Yep.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and have a wonderful rest of your day. Enjoy Radiothon.
Will do. Thanks a lot and Merry Christmas to all you.
All right. Next up, we're heading to Kansas with Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, how the heck are ya?
Freezing to death, but otherwise good.
Again, Florida, we hate you.
Oh, well, you know, the nice thing about it is here in another few months, we're Army, so we'll go somewhere sunny and warm.
Oh, that's true. Well, thank you and your husband for your service. I'm assuming that you're married, but could be you. So thank you very much for your service. So do you have a horse story for us?
I do. So the fun thing about being in the Army is moving to lots of different places. And at our last place, we were lucky enough to rent a farm and it had a big pond in it. And my thoroughbred Chip, who, for people who know him, is quite mischievous, decided to go play in the pond and realized this is way better than just swimming in the water trough. So he decided to go swimming. Well, unbeknownst to him, the previous owner had dug quite a big pit in the pond. Ooh. So here goes Chip traipsing along through the pond, and all of a sudden the bottom drops out from underneath him. And he goes almost completely under. He comes up with just water and a splash, gets out of the pond, looks around to see if anybody's looking, and then takes off like a racehorse.
You know what I'm noticing?
Phobia of water.
Oh, did he really? I'm noticing a theme with a lot of the horses that are causing problems are thoroughbreds.
Bless or her ponies. Heart.
Just, or ponies, yeah.
Yeah, ponies and thoroughbreds. Bless her heart. We love them both. Well, Courtney.
Well, you know, thoroughbreds are really just ponies in a bigger coat.
Both of them are very busy. They have very busy brains. Ponies and thoroughbreds just want to do stuff all the time. So he found out his whole thing.
All the time.
So. Fantastic. Courtney, thank you for calling. Stay warm.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Yep.
I just got a
Merry Christmas.
Since it's Naughty Horse Day, stories.
Yeah.
I just got a text from Dr. Kyle, who's at home in Sarasota, that said, did you put Dante in the big pasture?
Oh, no.
So,
and the answer is no, you didn't.
I said no, and I haven't heard anything since. It's been radio silence. So now I'm thinking of all the things that could be happening.
They're listening to this today. And you do have a pond, actually.
I have a pond.
In the big pasture.
And yeah, that's why the neurologic horse is not in the big pasture. So thank God Dr. Kyle is out there saving him. Because he can't swim.
All right, Jamie, we have to get to voicemails in 2 minutes, but we have time for one more caller. We're going to take Renee from New York.
Hello, Renee.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh my gosh, we're just thrilled to be here. Merry Christmas. Do you have a horse? I'm not going to ask you the weather. I'm not going to ask weather anymore because I know you're freezing. Yes. So let's just move on to the story.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have like so many, but I guess I'll go with my Arab. He is similar to Zeus, always getting into all sorts of trouble and always hurting himself too. But this is when I used to have him boarded at a barn where the lady was OCD about lights. Like, if it is light outside, you do not turn the lights on. She was crazy about lights. Well, she had these drop down stall doors that I could not reach to drop them down. And the bars, you have to reach in between the metal bars to pull it down. And she kept yelling at me that I was forgetting to close my horse's stall door at night. I'm like, what are you? I can't even reach up there. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. So you keep forgetting to close it. And he's getting in there and turning the lights on and off. I'm like, what? So we figured it out. He somehow managed to get his lips between the stall bars, pull it down, which it was almost impossible for humans to even pull the stall bar down, and opening up and turning the barn lights on and off and the outside spotlight on and off and waking her up at all hours.
I love this horse.
Like, I told you it wasn't me. So yes, then we had to do the baling twine, and he of course knew how to rip the baling twine down. And
you know what he was doing? You remember the Native Americans used to do the fires to communicate with each other? He was communicating with the horses in the other barns through Morse code.
I think he was telling that lady, the OCD barn owner, he wasn't going to follow her rules. She's not the boss of him.
You want to sleep?
No.
Let's see you sleep through this. Yeah. On off.
I love
him.
Oh my God.
There was no sleeping.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, Renee. Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
That's a hashtag damn it, Zeus, right there.
Yeah, it is. That is. All right, we have to get to our next voicemail package. This is for hour two. There's some fun ones in here for you too, Jamie. So I am sure that you will enjoy. And also, if you're waiting to talk to us, we hopefully will have some time to get to you after the voicemails. And then we're going to be talking, hopefully, fingers crossed, live to Carson Kressley.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
Hi, I'm Jen from horselovers.com. One of the funniest things my daughter's pony ever did was remove the fence rails from his paddock. They do say the grass is always greener on the other side. Merry Christmas from all of us at Horse Lovers.
Happy holidays, HRN family. This is from My Horse Truly in Kansas. I tore my hay bag right in half. Somebody snitched on me. Kicked my pony brother right in the ouch. Somebody snitched on me. Daily Dunkin' rinse in my tank. Give that electric fence a really good yank. My vet bills will break any bank. And somebody snitched on me. Oh, I'm getting peppermints for Christmas. Even though mommy is mad, I'm getting training? Training for Christmas? Cause I ain't been nothing but bad. I won't be seeing Santa Claus. Somebody snitched on me, brother. He won't come visit me because somebody snitched on me. Where'd these cameras come from? Next year I'll be sneakier. Next year I'll be trickier. I'll start now. It's never too late. Cause someone will snitch on me.
Happy Radiothon. This is Auditor Nicole McKean calling from Ontario, Canada. When I was 14, we took my horse to the local Fall Fair horse show. My trainer had to leave the show early, and both my parents and I were fairly inexperienced when it comes to being horse people, but my horse was a saint, and we figured that we would manage fine on our own. When it came time to load him up at the end of the day, we forgot to do up the butt bar of the trailer. My horse, Ben, was a standardbred, and the fair happened to be held at our small town's racetrack. Ben casually backed off the trailer, and before we noticed, he took off trotting around the track. Then he decided to cut through some hedges into the surrounding neighborhood. Thankfully, he was no worse for wear, and we caught him in short order as he had stopped to graze on the town doctor, who also happened to be my mother's boss's, freshly manicured lawn. Happy Christmas, everybody.
They always do.
How the Pony Stole Christmas. 'Twas 2 days before Christmas, and all through the farm, not a human was stirring. They were out shopping, in alarm. The horses were munching outside on their hay, and the postman pulled into the driveway with gifts for Christmas Day. Way back in the field there arose such a clatter, he sprang from his van to see what was the matter. When what to his wondering eyes should appear but a Shetland pony wearing some sort of horrifying headgear. More rapid than eagles this furry beast came, and he whistled and shouted and called her some names. And then in a twinkling, she was upon him, prancing and pawing with each little hoof. The mailbox that Eve contained but a solitary note. With a shaking hand, here is what the postman wrote. Unable to deliver mail due to attack pony. Please pick up at post office, December 26th. My broad face and round little belly shook as I laughed like a bowl full of jelly. That pony, Honey, is chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. I laugh when I see her in spite of myself. Not a pen she can't jump from, a door she can't unlatch. To make things worse, she's very hard to catch. Electric fence? She doesn't give a crap. Her freedom, she figures, is well worth the zap. The muzzle she wears isn't to keep her from biting at all. It's just to prevent her from becoming wider than tall. Every day at lunch, I pull into the driveway and give her a snack, so she'll let me catch her that evening when I get back. The postman, she definitely wasn't trying to eat. She came running up in hopes of a treat. So that year, we had Christmas presents a day late, all because of a pony who won't stay behind a gate.
Hi, Horse Radio Network. This is Hillary Borneman in New Jersey. When I was a teenager, there was a big winter horse show that I would go to every year. And as I was walking through the in gate to start a flat class, my horse TK stole a hot dog from a little boy on the rail. I was completely horrified, and I was hoping he would drop it before the judge or anybody else saw us. But that didn't happen. The little boy instead was crying, the crowd was laughing, and TK trotted and cantered around the whole ring with a hot dog flopping out of the side of his mouth. The worst part of the whole ordeal was the announcer reading off our placing by saying, "And in sixth place, the horse that was showing off his wiener, TK, ridden by Hillary." I have since moved very far away, and sometimes people will ask me from back home if I remember when. Yeah, I can't forget it. I was that girl. That was my first experience being that girl. Anyway, congratulations on Radiothon, and I wish you all happy holidays.
I don't want to be that girl.
Yes.
It's Christmas in the Santa Ynez Valley of California. The Mustangs are grazing. The racehorses are resting. The quarter horses are pasturing. And everyone is celebrating. While packages are being wrapped and turkeys are roasting, everyone that is listening to HRN is learning and laughing. While Glenn, Jamie, Jamie, and Jen are working so hard to make Radiothon fun, I'm looking forward to winning a ton. Halters, blankets, and brushes are all surprise treats, but a Kelly Hurd jewelry gift card or a Wintech saddle would really be sweet. Merry Christmas to all, and HRN too. Glenn is anxiously waiting to hear just from you. Merry Christmas from Joanne Cutchell in Santa Ynez Valley, California.
Happy Radiothon, everyone. This is Auditor Alexis Wells, and the sneakiest thing my Irish draft pony has done is managed to wiggle through a fence to the between two paddocks gap in order to eat grass all night. It took three barn staff to get him back through the fence. Good luck surviving the holidays to all the other Grinches out there.
Hi, Jamie, Jen, and Glenn. This is Nikki Lambert, proud HR and auditor from New Jersey.
Hi, Nikki.
Wishing you guys and the rest of the Horse Radio Network a very happy and healthy holiday season. This is actually the only time I get into the spirit is when I do listen to Radiothon. So thanks, Glenn. The sneakiest thing my pony has done is steal a moon pie recently from the guy who was cleaning out her paddock. He had only gotten to take one bite of his moon pie. He had put it on the quad, and she saw it, snatched it, and ate it. But that's what ponies are good for, sneaky things. Again, happy holidays, and happy holidays to all the HRN auditors.
This is Lilla from California, wishing my Horse Radio Network family a wonderful holiday season and happy new year.
Here comes Vexen, here comes Vexen, right down Clarkland's Lane. 80 acres and all his friends were left out in the field. Baby giraffes, they have no fear, let's go and have a romp. The fence was down, so he hopped right out and strolled through Mare Wonderland. There is Vexen with Leslie's lady. She's a pretty bay mare without compare to catch any gelding's fancy. She's Eclipse awarded, oh my lord, you shot just a little too high. She's Beholder's mom, oh my god, we'll never live this down. there goes Vexen, on back home again. Merrily trotting back into his bluegrass field again. Hammers pounding painted boards, oh what a beautiful sight. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Vexen's ain't home tonight.
Merry Christmas from Sam and Morgan Reeves at Left Field Sugar Bushes.
These listener voicemails were brought to you by Horselovers.com. Every day they have special holiday deals added to their clearance section. Shop by category, brand, size, color, or even price. They have something for everyone at amazing prices. Again, visit the site every day to see the newest deals. You don't want to miss out. Quantities sometimes are limited. Visit early, visit often at horselovers.com/clearance. Horselovers.com is also offering a special holiday discount with purchase just for you, our HRN and Radiothon listeners. Get $10 off any $99 order at horselovers.com simply by entering HRN in the coupon box at checkout. That's it. Just enter HRN in the coupon box at checkout at horseloverswithaz.com.
Well, thank you. They were terrific. Thank you, all of you. That story with the hot dogs.
I know, that's good.
We have a lot of carnivorous horses out there.
Carnivorous, and so far, again, I'm kind of keeping track, and it's thoroughbred, Arabs, and ponies are all the troublemakers.
Yeah, we haven't heard one quarter horse, have we?
No, there was one.
And a draft horse who helps his buddy.
Oh, yeah.
No, right. That was a draft pony.
Oh, okay. Of course. Well, while Jennifer's trying to get our guest on here, we got to know, Jamie, you have 1,000 to pick from. What's yours?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is the horse that I feel like you designed this day after. I mean, like a whole day to celebrate Zeus and his shenanigans. And I mean, The horse can, let's just go over some of the things he's open. Double D snaps, any sort of stall closure. He can open, like I've chained fences and he gets the snaps open. Carabiners, no problem. I mean, Zeus is a Mustang and he was in a holding facility for 6 years. So he has learned how to entertain himself. And I think the worst was him pinning. It's happened twice, actually, not just once. We don't learn from our mistakes. We had a big shed for next to the arena and the pasture with 6 inches between the shed and the fence. And it was a very heavy shed full of tractor equipment and lawn equipment and jumps and things
sharp,
like that.
Dangerous things.
Yeah, inside the shed, though. And it's 6 inches up against the fence and I guess some grass in his grass pasture. But there was some grass that had grown, Wendy, in between the 6 inches and between the shed and the fence and all the way at the back. And even though he's got grass everywhere, he needed that grass. And so somehow with 6 inches of clearance, he wedged himself, not just like his shoulders, his entire body got pinned behind the shed. And again, this thing isn't moving. The fence isn't moving. And so he couldn't back up because he can't actually square his shoulders up. So right. It's like one right leg is forward, then the left front leg is back.
Well,
the right hind
fits.
Is forward. Right? If fits, I must sit, right? So I couldn't get him out. I mean, I told Chad, I was like, call 911. We're going to have to get the fire department out because I can't move the shed. I can't move the fence. His horse is pinned. And I said, call 911. And he rears up straight in the air, throws his front legs over the fence and starts walking backward, does like a backwards levade to get out of the shed. It's like he heard fire department. He's right. Like, oh crap. Mama's taking me to the doctor. Gotta get out of here. So he levaded his way out of the fence and had not a scratch on him. And so you would think that would be it, but then I move him to Oklahoma and I didn't have a barn last year. So we just had panels inside an old cattle running shed and we had stuffed the things in there. So full, you know, fully up against the back. And somehow he moved 12 panels,
oh
like
my
by
God.
Pinning himself against the fence and shoved all the stalls out and then got stuck. So we had to take down all the stalls to get him out up there. It's just one thing after another with him. And now he's in his own stall with an attached pasture and he can't get out.
Oh,
knock on wood. And Chad is like, it's so peaceful here. I love it here. It's so peaceful. Why is
a horse like that? Don't you always think, like, when you wake up in the morning and you're walking out to the barn, you're like, oh my God, I hope they're all in their stalls.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We had to put bottom locks because the stalls that came with our barn, it's like hilarious. Whatever. So I had to put a lock down at the bottom where you turn it because he's gotten out of a padlock. My farm sitter was like, there's a combination lock on his stall and it was on the floor and he was out. So it's just,
you do that.
I don't know how that one happened. I still can't believe it, but she photographed the lock on the ground and he was out in the barn. So I don't know. It's something that's perplexed me my entire life and will continue to. But I love him,
well,
damn it, Zeus.
Hashtag damn it, Zeus. All right, we're going to go next to Sally from California.
Hey, Sally.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Glenn.
Hi. Can you come off speaker?
How are you?
We can barely hear.
Oh, yeah, wait. Hang on a second. Okay, hold on. Hold on.
We're here all day. It's fine.
I don't know how to do it. It says hold and accept.
Oh, no.
And then accept.
On us.
So
$10.
$10.
Oh, we lost her.
Yep, she hung up on us.
Hi, Sally. Bye, Sally.
Bye, Sally.
$10. That's too much.
Poor
money.
Girl. She held for so long.
Wendy
bless your
owes
heart,
me
Sally.
A beer.
We love you.
All right, I'll owe you a beer.
Erica from Pennsylvania.
What's up, Erica?
Hi,
thank you for calling. Do you have a good story for us?
I have a crazy horse story for you, and I have a thoroughbred and a pony in on this.
You are in trouble.
Yeah, I was in trouble. Last winter, I had gotten this pony to be a pasture pal with my awesome track thoroughbred. And so the one day, I just let them outside, and I came back in, and my neighbor calls me, and she's like, "Are your horses at the farm?" I'm like, "Yeah, I just let them out." And
no, that's
so
a terrible question.
She's like, "Oh, okay. Yes. Yes." And I'm like, "Oh, no, I just let them out." So, and then I look outside to make sure the gate was closed, right? And it was completely latched. So then she calls me back, and she's like, "Are you sure these aren't your horses? Someone said they saw a little black pony and a big bay horse running down the road." And I'm like, "Oh, God. Oh, holy crap." Full disclosure, I'm not a bad horse mom.
So I'm not either. It's
that's
not
a
yet.
Given today.
Yeah,
so I go outside. The gate's still latched, but the opposite side, they had it lifted out just enough that they walked right out of the gate. So I get in my car, and I go driving down the road, and I see them. They were like 2 miles away.
Oh my God.
At this point, at this big equestrian facility. So I like I jump out of my car and I'm like, "What are you doing?" And they look at me like, "Oh, hey mom, what are you doing here?
Hey, look at this cool place we found." So,
yeah, and of course you're gonna go down to the big fancy barn so everybody knows your horses are out.
Yep.
Look at that crazy girl. She's
I'm that girl.
Yeah. You made a good point. I would like to give full disclaimers that none of us are terrible horse people. You just mentioned that and reminded me of my pony Snowflake, who growing up left my property, got out of knocked our split rail fence down and went across 285, which in Atlanta is about a 12-lane highway. Ooh. And went across 285, and they picked her up at the YMCA.
She went for a workout.
Yeah, control, the whole thing. So I think that I was – Snowflake started all of this. Okay, perfect. Thanks, Snowflake.
Well, Erica, hold on. It's a badge of honor, Erica, to earn this.
I don't want to be that girl.
You
all right,
that.
I love that you are giving that to
yes.
somebody.
Thanks, fantastic. Erica. Merry Christmas.
Icing on the cake, guys.
Bye. All right. Apparently, from what I'm hearing, we're having trouble reaching Carson Kressley. So he was supposed to be here. Maybe he had a horse problem. He has a bunch of them. So who knows?
A bunch of horses, not a bunch of problems.
Yes. So,
but they go together when you have horses.
Let's go to Rhonda from California.
Hey, Rhonda.
It's the same Rhonda back? No, I think it's a different person.
Hello?
Hey, Rhonda. Thank you for calling. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So what's happening?
I got all the Christmas snow here.
Oh really? Is this Canadian Rhonda?
Yes. I wish I was Californian Rhonda.
Be nice to be there right now, I'm sure. Well, do you have a good horse story for us?
So every time I leave town, which as you guys know, we travel quite a bit, I hear all these stories about my horse and about how misbehaved he is. And they can't catch him in the field, and he's running, and he's bucking, and he's leaping and doing the vaude at the end of the lead. But anytime I go out to catch him, he just walks in like some kind of the 20-year-old horse that he is.
He's perfect angel, okay? And you just hold on to that, and you know that, and you believe that.
Yes, exactly. So that's what he's telling me.
Exactly. Well, Rhonda, thank you for calling. Have a Merry Christmas. I know we heard your voicemail package earlier, so we appreciate you being such a loyal listener to us and to the Horse Radio Network.
Okay, Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
All right, next up, we lined them up today. Colleen is in Pennsylvania again. Back to Pennsylvania.
Hello, Colleen.
Hello. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Man, we're living the dream here. So, do you have a good story for us?
I do. So, this is more a naughty quarter horse story. Surprise! I think you mentioned that you haven't heard anything about naughty quarter horses.
We got a quarter horse on the list. People, write that down.
We have the Hamburglar. The Hamburglar was a quarter horse.
Okay, so two quarter horses. All right, the food motivated one. There you go. Shocker.
I left a voicemail about my naughty thoroughbred warm blood cross, so I figured I'd have a naughty story about my 29-year-old quarter horse. He is just very, very entitled and moody at this point, which he's earned the right to be. But he makes it very clear if he doesn't like hay. So, you know, we fill our barn once a year, so the hay is pretty much the same. It's from our field or our neighbor's field. But if Ripley finds a bale that he doesn't like, he just pulls it all apart and just puts piles of manure right on top of it.
Oh, yeah. We'll show you. It's like your grandpa who's like really old and like still makes you pull his finger and cusses. And you're just like, yeah, it's his grandpa. Like,
basically,
they do what they want to do.
Basically, he would be the old man in the neighborhood that would be yelling at kids on the lawn at this point.
Get off my lawn! Fantastic.
At this point, at his age, he's earned the right. So
absolutely. Well, thanks, Colleen. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Thanks so much. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everybody.
All right. Next up, we have Abby from Michigan.
Hey, Abby.
Maybe? Let me try that again. Hold on. That's Abby's user error. Hi, Abby. Oh.
Hi, Glenn. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
Merry
to you.
Merry Christmas. So do you have a good story for us?
I actually submitted a song about my story, but I'll tell you also, I don't know if you played it yet or not, because I just started listening this morning.
You don't have to spoil it. We'll get to it. Don't want you to have to tell it twice. I'm glad you called. You know, when you guys do call, you are also entered to the $10,000 worth of prizes that were given away. And if you've submitted something and you call, that's your second entry, people. So it's fantastic.
Let's give a shout out to Jennifer, who has handled 60 callers already.
Already? So, good job, Jen.
She's working. She's working. Well, Abby, thank you for calling. And I got to ask you one question. Do you listen to horses in the morning?
Yes.
Oh, yep, good.
I do. I listen to all the shows. So
good. Well, we love you. Thank you for listening. Yep. We appreciate it. And I wanted to mention too, it looks like Carson is getting a call right now. It looks like he might be on. So we're going to talk to him quick. But one thing I did want to mention is that the HRN store, for the first time, we've never had one of these before. In all the years that we've been doing this, we have a store now. It's hrnstore.com, where you can buy HRN-themed merchandise. So you can buy HRN themed merchandise, from saddle pads, the hats, the really nice polo shirts, jackets, and you can get the HRN logo embroidered on it, or you can get the Horses in the Morning logo embroidered on it as well. So either one, HRN jacket, saddle pads. We've seen some of the pictures now of some of the people ordering the HRN merchandise, and it looks terrific. So go to hrnstore.com, and thank you to the Distance Depot for working with us on that project. I will not be embroidering it myself. They will do it. So we have our very special guest here now.
Fantastic. Well, let's please welcome to the show Carson Kressley. He's an American television personality, actor, author, designer. He was the fashion expert on Queer Eye, where he's one of the show's Fab Five, which, again, that show was so fantastic. He was also the motivational host of the TV show, are you ready for this? How to Look Good Naked. And he's also on the Oprah Network. He was on with Carson Nation. He's also on Dancing with the Stars. And he's a horse guy. Hello, Carson.
Hello, hello. I'm sorry I was delayed. I was calling in and I was hearing the show, which was fantastic.
Wow.
But I wasn't able to patch myself in. But here we are. So it's all good.
We are here. Thank you so much for being a part of today's show. The last time I saw you, I believe you were doing some Breeders' Cup coverage. Are you a horse racing guy?
I am. I'm not very knowledgeable about it, but I'm a thoroughbred racing fan. just because I love, you know, I love getting dressed up and I like, you know, being around the horses and horse people and, you know, and I like bourbon. So it makes sense to be a racing fan.
It's a perfect marriage.
I enjoy, but I know. And my friends were all like, you're a horse guy. Which one's going to win? I was like, I have no idea. I always pick like the pretty one that's like kind of like very prancy and like looks pretty and it's usually last.
I got a question from a listener who's responding to what you just said. You looked good because you always look good. Do you ever look bad when you come back from the farm covered in poop like the rest of us, all dirty and disgusting? Is there ever that time?
I can't see that.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I'm at the farm right now and it's a very snowy day here in Pennsylvania. And yeah, there are times when I'm, you know, very raggedy looking. And, I have that barn smell, which only horse people know and you smell it right away, which I think is great. That, you know, is like a very comforting, like your home kind of smell. But yeah, I do have those days where I don't look so great because I've been out in the barn.
Okay, good.
I would like to point out that Carson Kressley's raggedy day is probably my best day. Carson, tell us about your horses.
My horses. Well, I always grew up. My grandparents had a very large pony farm, and they raised Shetland ponies. And they had, when I was a kid, a couple hundred of them. So it was a really great way to grow up. And it was also back in the day, you know, in the 70s when there were horse shows kind of every weekend. And by the time I was like, you know, maybe 12 or 13, we would go to horse shows with our ponies and I would, you know, see horses. And when you're 13 and you have a pony, you're like, can I please get a horse? This is so lame. so I discovered American Saddlebred horses and I thought they were so fancy and they were like supermodels of the show ring and they had, you know, beautiful tails and super high headed and very expressive and charismatic. And I was like, that's what I need. And so I eventually got one of those and I've had saddlebred horses continuously since then. And I just turned 50. So it's been like, I don't know, like 35 or 40 years. And I've always had that breed and they're just, and we've had many other different kinds, you know, Frisians and quarter horses and Rocky Mountain horses and all different kinds of crazy different breeds. But you know, my favorite and the one I always gravitate back to are saddlebreds. And I have show horses and we have broodmares and I have ones that I trail ride on my farm and they just, you know, they're kind of great at doing everything and they look good doing it.
which is par for the course. So, and Frisians, of course, are one of the most beautiful horses in the world. So you've got all these horses. What are your holidays like?
I am usually like traveling all over working and then I try to, kind of be done with work like mid December, like around the 15th. And then I come to the farm and I hunker down and, I tell people I'm a gentleman farmer and they're like, what does that mean? It's like, you don't get as dirty as a regular farmer. But, my sister and my niece kind of run the farm. And they do all the hard work, and I'm so grateful that they do. And then I pop in for the holidays and, you know, muck six stalls, and I'm like, God, I'm a farmer. so I try to dig in and get as involved as possible, and then I'm usually off to the next job or something. But I try to just, you know, stay at the farm and just do all things horsey and maybe ride a little bit. If it's, you know, it was a Christmas like 2 years ago, I think. It was like 65 degrees here in Pennsylvania. So we all just saddled up, me, my sister, my niece, and we just went on a great trail ride around the farm. And that was like the perfect holiday moment.
Carson, I grew up in Pennsylvania. Why Pennsylvania?
My family is all from here and we have a family farm that we've had for over 100 years.
Oh, wow.
With my grandparents and their parents before that. And, conveniently the part of Pennsylvania, Eastern Pennsylvania, in the Lehigh Valley is actually really convenient to New York City. It's only about an hour and 45 minutes for me to leave Manhattan and then come out here and it's the absolute, you know, 180, because it's, you know, just wide open spaces and very peaceful. So it just wound up being a great fit.
Well, that's Carson, fantastic. We're unfortunately, we got you a little late, and I apologize for that. But we have to move on, because we have 12 hours of this madness to do today. And if we get behind schedule, you know how it is. It messes up the whole day. But I want to ask a favor. It. Will you help us give away the first prize that we're going to give away here? Would you play Santa Claus for us?
Yeah, I would love it.
Okay, good. Wendy, tell us what the first prize is.
All right, this is perfect for Carson, because it's a $200 gift certificate to Pup and Pony. Take your matching game to the next level with Pup and Pony Co., purveyors of quality leather tack and matching accessories for your four-legged best friends. Visit pupandponyco.com for their highly sought-after Hickstead Lace Collection, the fan-favorite Derby Fancy Stitch Collection, or their new Polo Collection. Pup and Pony, the finest in companionship. Visit pupandponyco.com.
All right, very good. So, Carson, I need you to pick a perfect prize for you, actually. I need you to pick from between number 2 and number 256.
Oh, 2 and 256. Let's say 231.
231. All right, I'm scrolling down to 231. And you have just picked... Scott Kreidler, who we just had on the phone not too long ago.
That's perfect. He's the dog guy, right?
Yes, he is. So that's perfect. Good job, Carson.
Are you psychic, Carson?
Well
so
done.
Welcome. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Carson. Happy holidays.
Thank you for being on the show.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Of course, anytime.
All right, bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. Next up, Wendy, what do we have?
Next up is Uncle Jimmy's gift pack worth over $300. Uncle Jimmy's products are U.S. made using quality ingredients and lots of good old-fashioned horse sense. This package includes a year's supply of Uncle Jimmy's famous hanging balls. You heard it, 12 of Jimmy's balls.
They are some big balls.
They're
Uncle Jimmy's
got. They're heavy. They help to combat stall boredom by providing your horse entertainment in the stall, while at the same time providing them with much-needed minerals and nutrients that are not found in other treats. Visit your local tack and feed supplier or go online to uncle-jimmys.com. That's uncle-jimmys.com.
Can I just say, too, that Uncle Jimmy's was one of our first sponsors on Horses in the Morning 10 years ago and has been coming on ever since. He's a terrific guy. And Jamie, there's somebody from here from Oklahoma. You want me to get her to help pick?
Absolutely.
You
bring
got
her on.
Larissa on here.
I knew who it was because I have one friend in Oklahoma, and it's Larissa. Hi.
Hello.
See, this girl is the one who got in the car with me and Baby Groot and drove all the way for 2 days to Kentucky.
I met Larissa.
Yes,
hi, Larissa.
This is her.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas, Colleen.
She's the glutton for punishment. But again, thank you for coming on. And now we're going to employ you this time, because we would like for you to choose the next winner. And now your name is in the pot for these $10,000 worth of prizes. Larissa has about 80 horses and a twin boys. So we'll have to.
Larissa, have you ever had an Uncle Jimmy's hanging ball for your horses, not yourself?
I have not had one for anyone.
Oh, good. Well, you're going to make somebody's day here, because they're going to get 12 of them.
That's a lot of balls.
Thank
there
God
are
for horse
so many
people.
Jokes I'm leaving go here.
I know. Thank
it's
God
Radio
for horse
Con
people,
day.
Because in any other discipline, in any other circles, we'd be like, you'd be sued. I'd be instantly. But luckily, we're gross horse people, so we can get away with it.
Look, even Carson Kressley gets poopy. So there. All right. Let's go pick a number between Larissa. Pick a number between 1 and 256.
15.
You guys are all making me scroll up and down, up and down, up and down.
they do that.
Angela Bailey wins.
Oh, yay!
Angela, I hope you have horses, because you got a lot of hanging balls.
She's
coming.
Got a lot of
Angela
horses.
Bailey, there will be a giant package of balls descending upon your home. Congratulations.
And I'll tell you what.
What a lucky girl.
Larissa, for helping me, I am going to send you an Uncle Jimmy's ball, just so you can say you've had one in your hands.
I cannot wait to tell all my friends about the ball.
Okay, I've gotten every joke I'm legally allowed to say at this point. So,
I'll have some more.
Thank you, Larissa. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
All right, we need to take a break. We've got two more prizes coming this hour. We have one of the best prizes of the day coming this hour. But first, we have to hear from our title sponsor, Stateline Tack.
I'm Alicia from Stateline Tack, and you're listening to the 5th Annual Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon. The funniest thing my horse does is take your hat off if you lean down and get too close to her. She loves hats. Happy holidays from all of us at Stateline Tack.
Stateline Tack is your blanket and gift headquarters for the holidays. They have thousands of blankets in stock from all the best brands at great prices, including Defender, Weatherbeater, Tough One, Horsewear, Shires, Tough Rider, and more. They're really stocked up this year on gifts for your horse lovers of all ages. With Briar and other great toys in stock and ready to ship, you can give that special gift to every young rider in your life. They have many items that can be personalized to really make your gift-giving special. Visit stateline.com/HRN for the best holiday deals and enter code HRN for exclusive savings on your order. Stateline Tack, they make riding affordable. Okay, so what's up, Wendy?
The next one is a prize made by auditor Carrie Garvey that you're going to tell us all about.
So this auditor, she makes custom etched glass she takes a picture of your horse, your dog, or your cat, and she puts your picture on etched glass on a mug or some kind of wine glass. You get to
wine
pick glass the
glass for me.
You got a wine glass. I got a mug. She made one for Scooter, and it looks exactly like him, and it says Scooter on the back. And you got one too, Jamie, right?
I did. I got a wine glass, and the best part about it is there's a giant chip in the wine glass at the bottom, and she wrote next to it, #, damn it, Zeus. And it looks just like Zeus's picture it's so cool.
This is the best gift of the day, in my opinion. This is custom. It's going to be just for you, and there's only one of these. So let's figure out who we're giving it to. Jamie, pick between 1 and 256.
Let's go. If she had Larissa picked 15, I'm going to go 256.
See how they do it, Glenn?
Gotta go all the way to the bottom again.
And you're like, God, I'm trying to do this show. I gotta scroll down.
Trying to
down.
Do it on time and
track
be all
of who's
good.
Winning what.
No. Oh, this is good. 256 is Tracy and Lou Liguori, who you're going to hear singing. He sang every year, I think, for the last 5 years. So
all right.
That is perfect. Good job. Good job to the two of them. All right. One more prize.
Okay, one more prize. We have the $50 gift certificate from Stateline Tack. This year, you'll find some terrific holiday deals online at Stateline Tack. From saddles and tack to apparel and footwear, Stateline has exclusive offers you won't find anywhere else. Visit statelinetack.com/HRN to find all the best holiday deals and enter code HRN for exclusive savings on your order. Stateline Tack, we make riding affordable.
Same numbers, Jamie, except number 256 is now taken.
Number one.
Oh, God.
See?
Damn you. Why do I work with you every day?
That's why.
Abby Basner wins
Yay,
that one.
Abby. Congratulations. So, wouldn't that be funny if the girl who made him won it?
That was a Stateline Tack, right?
Stateline Tack, yep. The $50 gift certificate.
Okay, not the one. Sorry.
Very good. I just want to make sure I got that right. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for joining us the last 2 hours. You're going to be back, right? 8 o'clock tonight.
I will. I'll be back in the final hour.
Party hour.
8 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. 8 p.m. Eastern.
Leslie will be here.
Just getting Lucas to bed, so I'll be ready for that glass of wine.
All right, good. Well, we'll be drinking long before then. And the auditors always come up with a word that I say during the day. That's their drinking word. Last year, they used Stateline. I told them they use that this year. They're screwed. They're going to be bad. It's going to be a bad night. So I don't know what the word
is. Anytime you hear the name Zeus, you have to drink.
There you go. There's your challenge, auditors.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah, don't forget, at the end of the day, there's $500 in gift certificates from Kelly Hurd Jewelry that we're going to be giving away. And one gift certificate. Somebody's going to have a very nice jewelry Christmas. And a choice of any Wintec saddle. Kelly Hurd Jewelry is known for quality, affordable equestrian jewelry. They have something for every type of rider in almost any discipline. Exclusive for Radiothon listeners, get this. They're offering 35% off coupon on their sterling silver jewelry, which is most of it. Use coupon code HRN for the massive discount. That's 35% off just for you guys for listening today. It only goes through the 9th, so you have till the 9th to get that. So that's HRN, 35% off. Go to KellyHurdJewelry.com. That's KellyHurdJewelry.com. On to the next hour. We'll see you later, Jamie. Thank you so much, everybody. And Reese and Philip from the Dressage Show are up next.
Spay, neuter, geld. Have a great one. Talk to you soon. Bye.